In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Okay, here's another one. I don't look at TikTok ever, but I know a lot of people do. People are into TikTok.
I get sent links all the time, so I always want to find myself there.
TikTok's been around now how many years?
10.
9.
Oh.
They say here, TikTok's been around 9 years. Here's a fun look back at some of the... A personal injury firm in California came up with a list of the 5 most dangerous TikTok challenges of all time.
Oh.
Based on ER stats and news reports.
Okay.
The blackout challenge is where you deprive yourself of oxygen to get high or to pass out. It went viral in 21. They claim it's caused 100 deaths since then, maybe more.
Oh my God. That's bored in the house, and I'm in the house bored.
The Tide Pod Challenge, eating laundry pods for fun between 2016 and 2020, landed at least 35,000 kids in the ER. The reach is really profound when you think about...
That's the ones who wound up... How many millions of idiotic kids actually ate a Tide Pod?
It's crazy. Because, again, this is coming into your hand. So it's just... Its reach is wide.
Mm.
The milk crate challenge, that's the one that had people walking up and down a stack of milk crates. Those things move.
Oh, yeah.
They move.
They do.
We used to try and make bicycle jumps with them. And, you know, you hit that thing going too fast where you really want to launch, and it pushes the thing out.
Yep.
And you wipe out.
Mm.
And, you know, trying to climb them. Old people trying to climb stuff.
Right.
Come on.
Come on, old people. Knock it off.
8,000 ER visits. 8,000. The milk crate challenge. These are the...
I do like milk crates, though. They're great. They're the original stackable storage.
Well, I mean, we used them for furniture in our day.
Absolutely. Who didn't have a coffee table that was a bunch of those with something thrown on the top of it?
A door.
You know, who... Yes, exactly. Who... Do kids know what milk crates are?
Sure.
Yes, I don't think they've connected... the term, like what it actually means, though. Like you would look at a milk crate and be like, oh yeah, that's a milk crate, but you don't really think about why it's called that, would be my guess.
Do you know
kind of like
why
how
it
the
is?
Phone's ringing, you know? I guess they still ring, but
yeah.
I'm trying to think of another example of something like that.
Well, even when I was a kid, I guess I was born in the 60s, so we definitely had milk delivery at my house. Do you have milk delivery ever?
We went to, there was a local dairy.
Oh, so your mom would go
and my
pick
mom
up fresh
would go to
there.
This spot. It was called Altadena, and it was down in Tustin. And she would do a drive-through thing where she'd go, "I need a gallon of milk and some cheese," and so she'd get all her dairy from this one spot.
Would she return like the used glass bottles? Because my mom, we had like a box on our front porch, and the milkman would put the cold milk in there, and they were glass bottles, but they were square so that they would fit together nicely. And we'd grab our milk, and I think maybe you got eggs there too.
Hmm.
And then you'd put your empty ones, and they'd take your empties away. And they must have had like a truck full of milk crates, because we had milk crates everywhere growing up. Now they'll sell them at the Container Store, and they're just sort of like a cheap knockoff version of that thinner plastic.
No, that's why you wanted real ones. They were heavy duty, and you could
Yeah.
You could make shelves with them mm-hmm. or whatever. Most broke people furnish their house with those.
Yeah.
Until you had money.
Tables, everything.
Everything
whatever you
right.
needed, you'd make. And you'd turn them on their side and put them together and you'd stack books in them. It's like a great little side table.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.